Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Good evening, Rebecca. My name is John Kuziak. I'm scheduled for a delivery tomorrow or an installation.
Give me just a
moment. And they gave me a window of 8 to... Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't want you to give me a bunch of information before I have your ticket pulled up, because then I might need you to repeat yourself, and let's avoid that. Give me just a second here. I'm just waiting for my screen to give me the search. And may I have your zip code?
32836.
32836. And so this is scheduled for tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am. I just got the phone call.
Okay. Give me just a moment. I'll pull that up. Things get a little crazy after the Memorial Day sales. All right. I'm pulling up a Home Depot installation.
Yes, ma'am.
And can you verify the address on this? You've already given me the name.
8833 Heritage Bay.
Okay. Now, I'm showing a delivery, excuse me, 6-3. I'm showing an 8 to 12.
Is it possible to make it 10, anytime after 10:30?
Well, I can't change the time frame, but let me take a look at the route, because it will really depend on where your spot is on the route.
I have to go to the doctor. There's no way
I understand. Give me just a moment. Because they call you when they're about half an hour out anyway. So it does look like you are top of the list here. So what I'll do is what I can do is get an email over to the service provider, or I can just go ahead and reschedule. Like, I can get an email asking them if there's any way that they can accommodate that, but considering, like, you're the first stop, and then from there the next stop is 26 miles, I don't see them accommodating later date.
So what time is the first stop? 8 o'clock?
Yes, you are the first stop, 8 to 12. And then after that, it's 10 to 12.
Do you think they will be there at 8 o'clock?
I doubt 8 on the dot, but, I mean, they've got a lot of, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They've got 8 customers total that they have to complete by 8 p.m. tomorrow. So, I mean, I can definitely send them a message. What time would you be available?
Anytime after 10:30 during the day.
Okay.
Or if they show up at 8 o'clock, I don't have to leave to the doctor's until 8:30.
Well, let me see what you're having installed. Ooh. Yeah, I don't know if they could do that in half an hour, but I've never done it myself, so I don't know how long it takes. So what I'll do is I will get that information over to the service provider, and then, I mean, I can't tell you that I'll be able to reach back out to you because my shift ends in 52 minutes, but if you were to call back in the morning, let me give you your order number first and foremost. That's a lot easier.
Okay.
Ready? So it's 07202 B like Bravo, D like Delta,
right.
3. 2BD3. Yeah, B like Bravo, D like Delta, 3.
Okay.
So 07202BD3. Okay. And then the callback number, I'm sure you have the 866-285-9200.
Right.
So I will let the service provider know, and then they will likely reach out to you in the morning and let you know if they're able to accommodate that, or and if not, you can give us a call and we can reschedule from there. But it's just, I will let them discuss it with you and see if they can swing back around later or something like that.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right. So.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You take care. I'm going to cross my fingers that they'll be able to accommodate it. But if not, please give us a call back with that order number so we can get you rescheduled for as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. You take care. And thanks for speaking with me here at XPO.